The Ballad of Abdul Wade, written by Ryan Butter and read by John Vose. In the Information Centre at Bourke, in an exhibition room dedicated to the historic characters of the area, I found Harry Breaker Morant. Alongside him was Will Ogilvie, the young Scottish poet who spent a decade in the Far West. There too was Henry Lawson, who spent 9 months in the area and 20 years complaining about those 9 months in verse and prose. The famed bush poet also had 2 monuments in the town park. Another forefather on the wall was Edward Millen, Bourke's homegrown grazier, editor, environmentalist, yarn spinner, debater, and politician. Homegrown, but born and bred in England, I noted. And then I came face to face with Abdul Wade. He was standing in a punt. He was well dressed in moleskins, a white shirt and a dark blazer and tie, with a trilby hat on his head. He looked like any other colonial gentleman of the time. Clean shaven, except for a small moustache, he stared directly at the camera, confident, one hand on an oar. Beside him, a boy scratched at his neck in what looked like an act of impatience or boredom, captured in time. Also in the punt were 3 uniformed officers, most likely policemen, a youthful-looking Aboriginal man, an older white settler, and a young girl. In the background, trees protruded from the floodwaters. The caption accompanying the photo, at odds with his gentlemanly, serene appearance, did not paint Abdul Wade in the best light. In 1891, a petition was presented to the New South Wales government to restrict the use of camels in the Bourke district by Mr. Abdul Wade and his Asiatic horde. This hostility came largely from the horse and bullock teamsters, threatened by the greater efficiency of the camels over long, waterless distances. There were ugly incidents. Camels caused horses to panic, and so when a horse team and a camel team met, there was inevitably a fight. The inscription went on to detail the conflicts between the camel drivers and the bullockies. When a camel train was ambushed on the Wanneering Road, a violent brawl broke out, sending camels scattering with their loads. A camel driver was hurled off the bridge at North Bourke. The Afghan camp on the edge of town was raided numerous times by young troublemakers, otherwise known as larrikins. Abdul Wade armed his men for self-defense on the road, while mounted troopers had to escort camel teams coming in from Queensland. Armed escorts? Men being thrown from bridges? A petition to restrict the use of camels? My mind was reeling. I imagined a Bourke in open warfare, overrun by camels. I needed to know more, and transfixed by the man in the photograph, I wanted to know what role Abdul Wade himself had played in all this.